Here we go. Aloha mai kakou. Welcome to the Music Within. I am Maile Ayu Domingo, and we are here in the lovely Honolulu, Hawaii. We operate out of Holy Family Catholic Church, and we are so proud to bring you our podcast focused on dignity, beauty, and truth. It's such a wonderful affirmation of our value and the value of the next human being. And that's really why I started Hamawi Loko Foundation. We're a 501c3 nonprofit, and our vision is to uphold human dignity and build that culture of family. So we hope that today, as you join us in our conversation about our body, about the choices we can make with our intellect, and about how we interact with one another, that we literally uphold the dignity and value of one another. And so I'm pleased to share with you guys today. I'm blessed to be working with my partner, Jimena Suarez.
Hi, Miley. Yeah, hi. So, well, we've been working on this podcast for almost a year now. And, well, I'm part of Ama La Vida. It's an organization that I founded down in Mexico. And it's an organization that promotes the respect of the life of the unborn, and especially their environment, their families, their mothers, and just everyone around the baby. And we support pregnant women. We have programs to support pregnant women. We have conferences, trainings, and we also have, now here in Honolulu, we're starting this podcast, and also the Creighton Model System, that is a program to help couples achieve or avoid pregnancy in a natural way.
Yeah, if I can encourage any of you guys who really want to understand your feminine cycle and just really have power over your own biological knowledge, give Jimena Suarez a call to take classes, to learn the Creighton Model System. Not only is it empowering for women, but it's also empowering for you men. So, don't be afraid to give a call. Today we have some call to action, and for me, it's mostly mindset. It's the mindset of what can you do as an American citizen to uphold the dignity of you? And if you are listening in from another country, what can you do as your country's citizen to stand up for your rights and your dignity? We definitely want to honor the United States Constitution, because its written directives give us such an honor to uphold our rights, our responsibilities, and our freedom. And coming down the pike over, the last 18 months, we've got a ton of unconstitutional mandates, emergency powers, just sort of usurping our personal freedoms. And I want to echo a cry of non-consent, because that doesn't uphold our dignity. Some of these decisions are coming from people who are not even elected officials. And so definitely we need to become informed. We need to be educated, and we need to have the mindset of upholding the freedoms that are enumerated in the United States Constitution. In fact, I'll give you an example of how that's happening. So I don't know how many weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, there was an announcement from the White House that there would be a national vaccine mandate. And so many companies, many businesses, and many of those non-government agencies are issuing and acting as if this is a law. But we should be aware that mandates are not enforceable constitutionally the way laws are. And we should also be aware that even though they made the announcement, according to the Federalist article that came out a couple of days ago, there is no document that issues a vaccine mandate from the White House. And yet here we have dozens of people running around the country enforcing this so-called announcement, but it is not on paper. And I'm wondering, what can we do to push back a little bit? Because actually the preamble to the United States Constitution addresses us, we the people, not the government, not the institutions that are made up of dozens of unelected, people. I want to say officials, but I don't really like that word for them. And so I just want to encourage you to be as citizens empowered to exercise your rights. And one of the ways that we're going to invite you to exercise being informed and implementing your constitutional influence is by becoming aware of the precinct strategy that's going on across the country. If you go to precinctstrategy.com, you will find clear directives and action steps to both be informed and then possibly become involved as a precinct chairman. And the precinct chairman, they are committees and they create initiatives and they really influence policy, bills, and laws that head to both our state, our local state governments. And so I just want to invite you to go to precinctstrategy.com and educate yourself on what's possible and identify the boundaries between liberty and tyranny, dignity and degradation. One of the things that I want to commend, and this came out over a month ago, but this was the heartbeat law that I think he may talked about a couple of podcasts ago, but I just really want to acknowledge Attorney General Ken Paxton for masterfully upholding that heartbeat law in Texas. And boy, is it being battered down in every way, shape, or form. And that horrible vote that came through Congress last week, we want you to call your senators, call your representatives, and don't let them pass that bill in the Senate, because we need to let them know what our voice is. Pound the phone. Don't give them a break. Send them letters. Go to their office and let them know how you feel about championing the dignity of the human life from the womb to the tomb.
Yes, and exactly about this heartbeat law, as you're saying, they are being attacked and they don't want this law to continue, but also the Supreme Court is doing something great because they are not, like, the law is still in place, even though it has some lawsuits and everything, so there is a lot going on, but they decided, okay, until we don't make a new decision about the new cases that are coming up, the law continues, and this is great. I think they are really, like, respecting the law and their decision, and we just need to continue supporting Texas, praying for them, and just be aware of what's going on the political ground, because it's changing all the time. Mm-hmm. And also about what you're mentioning about the Congress passing this, like, crazy, like, pro-abortion law. Remember, I invited you to write to your senator, to your Congress people. And actually, I got an email back from the Hawaiian Congress lady and man. And of course, it's a robot, I don't know, answering back mm-hmm. the email. And it's like a template. And they are like, oh, hi, Jimena. Thank you. We're so grateful. But we respectfully disagree. And we think, like, women, they have their rights. And we really support this law. And we hope that all women, they have access to abortion. So it's like, yeah, so we kind of know because they vote for this. But okay, so they are getting the emails. And I think, like, if we all do this all the time, and there is this template that the USCCB prepared that you just add your name and your zip code. And this is something you don't have to write anything. The template is there. It's just going to send it to them. And so I invite you to continue doing this. If you haven't done it yet, please do it. And we're going to add the link of the USCCB.
So, yeah. Awesome. And we have a special guest and an interesting theme today that I'll let Ximena introduce.
So our theme for today is Sidewalk Advocates for Life. So in Honolulu. So we have our guest today. It's an incredible guest. He is Paul Maple. He's here with us, and he is the director of Sidewalk Advocates for Life here in Honolulu. And I just met Paul in one of his trainings, and these trainings are great, and they are really making a difference. He is actually the pioneer of this movement here in Honolulu. This is his mission, and I want him to just explain more about all of these Sidewalk Advocates for Life. Please welcome Paul.
Thanks, Ximena, and thanks, Miley. Sidewalk Advocates for Life offers a nationally renowned cross-denominational sidewalk advocacy program with comprehensive training, tools, and full-time support. That's simple, ready-made, and research-proven. The heart of our program is peaceful, prayerful, loving, and law-abiding outreach outside of abortion facilities to aid mothers in crisis and connect them with the life-affirming resources in an effort to save their preborn children and end abortion.
Okay, and so these trainings, can you tell us more about these trainings? Like, what's the goal of this training? How long they last, and what is it about? When is the next one, and how they can sign up for the Sidewalk Advocates?
Yeah, we just had the last one in September. The next one's going to be in December. I've also been out to Maui and taught some of the pro-life advocates out in Maui. And what it's all about, it's a six-hour training, and 6 hours in one day, folks. I thought about doing it in 2 days at 3 hours each, and I thought against that because, okay, I might not get the second day, get people to come back the second day, because, you know, it's like, well, I already spent 3 hours this Saturday, and I'm going to spend another 3 hours next Saturday. Why not get it all done in one, you know, time slot? And what it basically does, it goes from the basics to how you talk to women in crisis, pregnancy crisis, because, you know, really, when it comes to abortion and these abortion facilities, it's like a baby factory, and they want the body parts of these unborn humans. So they only tell and they lie to the mothers and the fathers and the families about abortion. What it is? Oh, it's just a clob of cells. No, it's a little bit more than that. You know, if we truly looked at an ultrasound, you know, video or image, you could tell that's a human form developing from the early stages. Not a clob of cells that instantly comes through the uterus and automatically it's magic. It's human now. No, it's been human the whole entire time. It's always been human. So what Sidewalk Advocates for Life does, it gives you other choices, not just the abortion. Sure, that's a choice. It's still there. But how about an informed choice? Let's make a decision based on all the choices. And if the mother in crisis, if the pregnant mother decides to still have an abortion at that time after looking at all the choices on the table, okay, that's worthy. She's at least looked at the other choices. But not doing that and by not looking at the other choices and just going with the one item, and that's let's just kill it. Let's just have an abortion, then, you know, that's truly not, let me just say, it's not godlike for somebody to do that, mm-hmm. when they are not being informed, they're just basically being told what to do, and they go ahead and commit the act. This is a child. This is an unborn child. This child will develop and grow into something that the parents will love and cherish if given the opportunity.
Thank you. And yeah, I went to one of your trainings, as I mentioned before, and it is really so complete. It is long, but because they have so much experience on the sidewalk, because the founder is one of the founders of 40 Days for Life. Mm. So they've been on the sidewalk for so many years right. now that they cover like so many aspects of what you're going to encounter on the sidewalk. That is, when you're in the sidewalk and you're like kind of like you're just doing things with love and everything, but you don't have any training. But after this, like you have so many new tools and I truly feel more prepared, and I realize that there are different situations that are going on the sidewalk, and I realize, when I handle these kind of difficult situations, and after that, I'm like, wow, like, I didn't know that that would work. Like, I learned that on the training, but, like, it is really effective. So that's why, like, for me, this is, like, a very good mission. Of course, like, you need to go to the sidewalk because you can be on the training, but you're not there. Then, all this knowledge kind of like, it's not like,
right.
You're not going to use it.
Yamena, it's like this, you know, the women will listen to other women normally mm-hmm. about these things. I'm a guy. I'm a man. No woman in her right mind is going to listen to me when she's in pregnancy crisis if I don't come to her in a way. I need to be on my A game. I need to know what I'm talking about. And if I don't do that, I'm not doing the unborn any justice. I'm not doing the pregnant mother that's in crisis any justice. I need to be able to come and explain and offer choices to that pregnant mother. And if I don't do that in a certain way, you know as well as I do, Miley and Yamena, women have very easily can tell you which bus stop to get off on very quickly if you don't come at them at the right way.
Oh, it's great that you were able to obtain some tools to reach the hearts and minds of these young women and probably men on the sidewalk coming. So we definitely want to advocate for you to give Paul a call and join the ministry. It's a way to equip yourself, a way to uphold human dignity, and a way to reach out to that poor, hurting soul out there that doesn't really know what to do. And like Paul said, giving them other options that uphold their dignity and the dignity of that human life within. You sound so convicted, Paul, and I'm sure you have some interesting stories that maybe would inspire us or cause us to know why are you in this ministry anyway?
It all started back in 1989. I was in the Air Force during that time. I'm retired military, retired Air Force, but I became involved in the pro-life movement about 22 years after a tragic experience that happened in my life. I was stationed at my first duty station in the Air Force at Holloman Air Force Base, where I was dating someone. Or started dating someone whose sister was 15 and already had two abortions at age 15. The family was very promiscuous. In fact, I believe they were swingers. I mean, basically, they were very open to sex. They were very, and sharing was definitely in the mix. And they had multiple partners, and I could tell based on conversations and things. But I was at a small party outside their house one day when we heard gunfire come from the kitchen. And, you know, that's kind of startling, right? And it's like, you know, we were all kind of like, what was that? And all I remember is everyone turned and looked at the house where the noise came from. And we were all taken back by it. We ran towards the house, and we got to the kitchen. Here lies a 15-year-old, almost turning 16, who just found out that she was going to give birth, or she's pregnant again, and she decided to end it all. She took her father's gun and shot herself, and she was laying there on the kitchen floor, bleeding out. And we're all like there, and it's like we were being shoved out of the house, but we could see what was going on. And it was like we were basically shoved in the backyard. It's like not everybody needs to be here during this time, and it's like, and so it was very, very, very tragic. And as I was in the military at the time, and abortion was considered political, still is, a military member couldn't get involved. When I retired in 2010 from the Air Force, I became involved as a pro-life advocate during the spring campaign of 40 Days for Life in San Antonio, Texas. And I was a prayer warrior at the time, and within a year, I was trained as a sidewalk counselor. I moved to Honolulu from Melbourne, Australia in October 2018, and I attended the spring campaign of 40 Days for Life that next spring in 2019. And it didn't take me long to notice that there seemed to be a training, there was no training program. It seemed like there was just a hodgepodge consortium of ideas on how to talk to pregnant women in crisis. So I asked the deputy director at that time, 40 Days for Life, it's like, do you guys have a training program for your sidewalk advocates? And I was told no, just as I thought. I was told no. I asked him, it's like, can I go searching for a training program and I'll bring it to Hawaii, bring it to Honolulu? And he said, yeah, that'd be great. That'd be real good. So I did that. I did some searching in the mainland, called the various NGOs that were involved in the pro-life movement, and they kept on pointing me. Everybody kept on pointing me to Sidewalk Advocates for Life. They said, that's where you need to go. That's where you need to, that's the program you need. So that's how it came to Honolulu.
Great. And this program, as I mentioned before, it's really like something that we needed for sure. Like we need this everywhere where there is a 40 Days for Life campaign. And just yesterday, now that like you're talking about this, I remember that so many times now after the training that we had the opportunity to use the training. And I realized also like even my attitude and my reaction is different now. Mm-hmm. Because I know that this is a peaceful campaign, you know this, but they train you to how to be peaceful, because they can say, oh, be peaceful, wear the peaceful t-shirt and everything, but when there are moments where it's very hard to be peaceful. And actually yesterday we had like a very difficult moment with a kind of like violent guy. He was yelling at us, and like, yeah, we managed the situation in a way that, okay, like this is gonna be peaceful, and it was great. And also there's something else that I've been using from the training, is that sometimes the girls, they are not there, it's just like very like quiet on the sidewalk, but then like they train you to like just to talk to the delivery guys that are going to Planned Parenthood, I don't know, food or like just like from Office Depot, but they don't know, like for them it's just they stop there, they give out the food or whatever, and they leave. Like for them it's another building. So every time when they go inside, I'm telling them like, do you know that this is an abortion place? They kill babies here. Like you don't tell that to the girls, of course, but these are like, you can tell them. And I show them the baby, like the 10-week baby, and they are like, really? This is so wrong. And I'm like, yeah, they are killing babies here. They're like, no, that's so wrong. And yesterday, actually, like when they were like, just like, you know, it was a delivery guy from, it was food. And the lady was like, oh, that's a moral sin. That's really bad. That's a moral sin. Like, I don't know, it was the wife of the guy. She stayed outside. And it's so cool that you can open the eyes, and that's something that they train you there. Like, you can always take advantage of the opportunity of being on the sidewalk.
Another thing is the abortion workers. The abortion workers, it's a job. It's a job that they're getting hired. They're getting paid to do what they do. But we also talk to the abortion workers, abortionworkers.com. Abby Johnson started a few years back. And some of these abortion workers walk off the job based on, you know, us talking to them or seeing the presence of prayer warriors, sidewalk advocates out on the sidewalk. And it's kind of like the numbers of people that scheduled appointments, people actually showing up for their abortion or for whatever they're having done at Planned Parenthood. They don't show up. They don't show up because they see the crowd out in front of Planned Parenthood, and it opens their eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and also something else is that Sidewalk Advocates for Life, they refer you to other organizations in very specific situations. So, for example, we had a case of a couple that had a baby that had like an anomaly. Mm-hmm. It was the baby was sick, and they advised them to have an abortion. But then, in Sidewalk Advocates, they train you for these kind of situations. You can refer them to Be Not Afraid.
Be not afraid.
So this is a specific organization for these couples, and they support them. They give them all the information. They connect them with other couples going through the same situation. And we had no idea at that point of this kind of thing. But now we're prepared in these kind of cases, because these couples sometimes they really want to have their babies, but they don't know the right choice. And also, we had a girl that had very severe morning sickness, and that's why she wanted to have the abortion, because this is severe. They spend in the hospital up to 9 months. They are not able to eat anything. Like, it's really bad. So there's another organization that is called hypermesis.org, and they also give her a prescription for that, and they can treat that. And also, of course, we had no idea about that at that point, but now we are prepared, and that's thanks to the training.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I just want to mention that website again, hypermesis.org, for women who are having severe conditions of morning sickness during pregnancy.
There's a medical term for that, but I'll tell you what. That medical term is so long, mm-hmm. I will not pronounce it. I can look it up and I can spell it out to you, but it is a severe illness for certain women that are pregnant. And they perpetually, for 9 months, they stay sick. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I mean, they're all deathly sick. They're almost like, oh, I don't want to continue with this pregnancy and things like that. So.
Mm-hmm. And I remember this girl, she was crying, and she had already 3 kids. And she's like, I'm so afraid of being pregnant again, because my last pregnancy was so bad. I was so sick, and I'm starting to feel the same. She was under pain, and she was afraid. So they do a great job in this organization, helping them.
Awesome.
Okay, changing the subject, can you think of a specific person or organization that you would like to highlight?
Well, whenever anybody asks me this question, I can't help not to look at our pregnancy resource centers that we have here in Hawaii. Or Honolulu, we have 3. And there are other ones in Maui and elsewhere on the other islands. But the 3 that we have here is Pearson Place Pregnancy Resource Center. We have the Aloha Pregnancy Center. And we have a place for women in Waipio. These facilities and mobile medical unit that one just arrived a couple months ago. We have a medical mobile unit that goes around the Oahu now, and brings the ultrasound to these pregnant women so they can see what they have. And it offers other women's services, but the big one is the ultrasound that goes around. Now it's not in a building, it comes to you. So it's or your location, not maybe not come to your house, but it comes to your location closer to you. And these PRCs, Pregnancy Resource Centers, provide pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, pregnancy counseling, childbirth classes, infant supplies, post-abortion support, community assistance referrals, adoption information, and referrals. Our role as advocates, as sidewalk advocates, is to help clear up some of the noise that abortion is the only answer. In fact, there are many more choices to choose from. We help to provide those choices and hand them off to the excellent teams at these pregnancy resource centers. Each of them is unique, but each of them has the same mission to save the lives of the unborn child. And the unborn have so much to give to society, if only given a chance to prove their worth to others and to their mothers and fathers. The unborn child that is aborted may very well have been the next, or years from now, a U.S. president, the future U.S. president.
Yeah, we have many, many, many lives that we don't know how they would have contributed to this incredible world, our society, with their intellect, with their bodies. And so let's do everything that we can to advocate, to help and educate these young moms and young dads to have another perspective, another option out there for them to struggle through this difficult moment. Because let's face it, it's a difficult moment. Mm-hmm. When you're not ready to conceive and you do, or for whatever other reasons, to help them have the attitude of, I can do this. Mm-hmm. I can do this. I can make it through. Even if it's just to the birth, and then, you can choose the option of adoption. And so mahalo, mahalo, Paul, for your work in sidewalk advocacy. What would you say to people who might be thinking of supporting a ministry like this? How could they get involved?
By accepting our Pledge of Integrity, or adding a sidewalk advocacy program to your ministry, it can be absolutely transformative. One of our pregnancy center partners saw client visits increase by 5 times when they brought our program to their community. In 7 years, by God's grace, we've grown to become the largest organized sidewalk outreach effort around the globe, with 214 locations across the country and the world, and witnessing over 14,444 women turn around at the abortion clinic and choose life. 80 abortion workers have stopped working for Planned Parenthood and these other facilities that offer abortions. And 27 abortion facilities have closed their doors for good. And that's real good.
This is really great. One of the encounters I had yesterday was with a woman who was angry because she felt like we are deterring women from the choice of the abortion. And I just want to announce that that's really not what we're about. We're about loving you to see the power and value of your own personal dignity. And we're there. We're standing outside of those clinics because we believe you have the worth and the value to continue, even with the hardship of a pregnancy. Because as a mother of 6, well, I birthed 6. I have like 13. And there's such an incredible joy to have a child come to you for comfort, come to you for nourishment, come to you because they're scared. And you, young men and women, you can be the one to welcome that baby into your arms, whether you're the biological parents or not. And if you are the biological parent and you're thinking, how the heck am I going to do this? This wasn't my plan. I got to finish college or my mom's going to kill me. My dad will murder him. I know those thoughts because I sat in your spot 30 years ago. But you know what? I chose life because the community around me the church around me, the resources around me, they said, Miley, it's going to be okay. We're going to be here for you. We're going to help you. We're going to love you. And we're going to love your baby. And by the way, all those thoughts and fears in your head about your dad killing him and your mom hating you, they're not true. My mom loves me, and my dad rejoiced that I chose life. So I just want to encourage you who are, might be struggling out there. We believe in you. And Paul believes in you so much so that he's been at this since 2010.
Yeah. And I got tears in my eyes right now from Miley's story. So it's like, I truly believe in this, and I'm passionate about this. So it's like, I love that story.
Yeah. And Hime, in her work, not only does she do the Creighton Model System, but she's championing the 40 Days for Life here in Honolulu. And she's encouraging us to be educated with the sidewalk advocates and just be informed about what else is possible. But most of all, stand alongside that abortion clinic and give your heart out to those women and those men. Mm-hmm. And even in a prayer, let them know that it'll be okay.
Amen.
It'll really, really, really be okay.
Thank you. Yes, and it's for sure, this is, well, because right now the 40 Days for Life campaign is still going on. So we're like having all these emotions and everything. But yeah, at the end, it's just like we've said, it's showing up on the sidewalk, right? Like. Yeah. This training is important, it's a good tool, but as Miley says, it's just like love the person and just give your best in a prayer. Something that we all can do, have your rosary, pray the way you prefer. And that's also the best that we can do, because even if you're not trained yet, or like you're like still like learning, or like, not, you don't feel so confident to talk to the girls, but your presence is so important for us. Your prayers are the most important part of the campaign.
I was wearing a T-shirt on base a few weeks back, and it's 40 Days for Life. I said, what happens after the 40 days? Well, isn't there an extra 325 days that goes after those 40 days? It's a 365-year event, not just 40 days. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Paul, I think your ministry and your advocacy out there, it really helps us look at the core elements of the theology of the body from Pope John Paul II. And the first is the question, what does it mean to be human? So those of you, you know, heading into Planned Parenthood, or maybe standing on the sidewalk of Planned Parenthood, right? What does it mean for you to be human? That's a tough question, and it's even tougher to act in alignment with that. But it's also okay to give yourself some time and space to think about what does that mean. And the other question, right, that always comes up when you're walking into an abortion clinic or a Planned Parenthood to plan your parenthood is, how do I live my life in such a way so as to be happy? And that's really what Pope John Paul II addressed in his great talk, which we now entitle Theology of the Body. How do I live my life in such a way so as to be happy? And I love his answer. His answer is, make a sincere gift of yourself. And so when we're out there advocating for life, we're not only gaining skills and doing our ministry, we're making a sincere gift of our time, of our body, of our life. And so I want to thank you, Paul, for your ministry, because that's really what you're doing. You're not only upholding the dignity of yourself by doing what you believe in, but you're upholding the dignity of those young men and women that walk by. So mahalo. Mahalo for that.
Mm-hmm. And mahalo right back to you.
Yeah. I think we're going to close now and just remind you to go to our website, sign up for classes with Jimena Suarez on the Creighton Model System. Sign up for 40 Days for Life. And, of course, contact Paul Maple to become a part of the sidewalk advocacy. His email address is prolifedirector@gmail.com. Again, contact Paul Maple at this email address, prolifedirector@gmail.com. We ask you to share the podcast with someone that you know, someone who might be struggling this walk, or just to support us. Visit our website at hamawiloco.org. Find our podcast currently available on Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and
Spotify.
Yeah, and we're also available on YouTube, Hamawiloco Foundation. Visit us, support us. We love you, we support you, and we thank you for joining us today. Thanks, Hime.
Thank you, Miley. And bye to our audience on Facebook. This is our first show on Facebook.
I forgot the camera was on. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. May I add one more website?
Absolutely.
Sidewalkadvocates.org.
Sidewalkadvocates.org.
Thank you.
Awesome to have you today, Paul. Mahalo, everyone. We love you, and we just want you to know that we believe in the great dignity within. I am Maile Ayu Domingo, and this is The Music Within. Aloha.